بسم الله رب العالمين، اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، we continue with the العقيدة الوسطية لشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله. And interestingly enough, we had promised, and inshallah we will fulfill that promise now. We said we were going to deal with the issue of what? What did we promise we will be dealing with? Oh, it's open. What is that called? Qalam. I do always recommend that any Muslim, you know, it's part of the actual traits of a man who's involved in da'wah to have a pen with him. Not to undermine anyone without a pen, but it is very important to carry a pen with you. And the pen is so important that it's the first thing Allah created. Allah swore by it. Noon. وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْطُرُونَ الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمِ. يعني the قلم has a huge significance in our deen. So make sure you don't deprive yourself of that and walk around without a pen, because you never know when you need it to write down something quickly. على كل حال، we stopped at what, عبد المجيد؟ فأول ما خلق الله القلم، the red text. ايوه، بل هو قران مجيد.
في الجواب عن ان اعتقد في الكتاب والسنه ما يدلنا على شيء فالجواب مجيد ان اعتقد
في الاستاذ وصفه بكونه محفوظا. اها نعم، ايوه you mentioned that. نعم، لانه محفوظ من ايدي الخلق. We mentioned that. ووصفه بكونه محفوظا. Allah described it as being guarded or protected. لأنه محفوظ من أيدي الخلق. It is guarded against the hands of the creation. Meaning they don't have access to it. In other words, فلا يمكن أن يلحق أو يلحق أحد به شيئا أو يغير به شيئا أبدا. يرحمك الله. So much for the recording. So no one is able to add anything to it, nor is anyone able to change anything in it ever. خلاص، it's in the لوح المحفوظ. It's done. There's no altering. There's no alteration. No changes. No nothing. ثانيا، the second reason why it is محفوظ. محفوظ من التغيير. It is guarded against change. فالله عز وجل لا يغير فيه شيئا. Allah does not change anything which has been written in the preserved tablet or the guarded tablet. لأنه كتبه عن علم منه. Because Allah wrote what was in there based on knowledge which was with Allah. And obviously the knowledge of Allah, we said, is everlasting. It's eternal. It's not like at some point new things are discovered. Right? So there will be no need for a change, because Allah always knew what's going to happen. So He wrote it as that. Nothing will require a change. كما سيذكره المؤلف رحمه الله. As the author will mention شيخ الإسلام بن تيمية. ولهذا قال شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله إن المكتوب في اللوح المحفوظ لا يتغير أبدا. شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله said that which is written in the preserved tablet will never be changed, is never to be changed. وإنما يحصل التغيير في الكتب التي بأيدي الملائكة. Where does the change occur? It occurs in the books or the records which are in the hands of angels. Where does it happen? With the angels. Don't the angels write down?
Yes.
Give me an evidence. وَأَنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. That's one evidence. And there are other evidences in the Quran that the angels write down عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد. Also, ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. المهم، there are multiple evidences alluding to the fact that the angels write down. So what changes is what was written down with the angels. So we learn in an authentic narration. The scholars have differed about this authenticity. Sheikh Al-Albani حسنه رحمه الله. إن العبد لا يحرم الرزق بالذنب يصيبه. The slave will be deprived of provision which was written for him because of a sin which he commits. Now, in the لوح المحفوظ, it was written that you will never get that provision, because that's where the final testament is. However, with the angels, this is where the change happens. Some sustenance was written according to Laylatul Qadr, which we will see later. Then because of the sin, that changed. Had you not sinned, that provision would have come. Had it come, it would have also been written in the preserved tablet. At the end of the day, the preserved tablet is where nothing changes, where the final result is. The records with the angels is where the changes happen. Are we on the same page, or am I speaking Chinese here?
Everything is written, so then how it is, the angels it is changing.
Because we have records. One in the preserved tablet, I'll give you an worldly example. I hope this makes sense. I have to think of one right now. But okay. Company rules. Company rules, a company when it first established, they had this kind of, you know, whatever stone, and they carved on the stone like the commandments, let's call them the commandments of the company, which are the principles, which will never change. However, on the floor with the managers, they may make some particular changes. They make different changes. And these things, when they wind up changing, they print new books with new rules. However, whatever changes happen, the main rule is the one which was carved. That will never change. That already mentions that, you know, you will, all customers or employees must have 20 hours of training before they begin work. But if this is the ultimate thing, which will never change. On the floor, Walaikum Salaam, they may change. They may say, okay, 10 hours in the first month and 10 hours in the third month. Or they make some changes. But ultimately these changes, the manager may make some change. Okay, instead of the first 10 hours in the first month, it will be in the second month. Now this is minor change, but ultimately you're sticking to the what? To the commandments, the initial commandments of the company. You've done some changes, however those changes can never change what has been already established. Something along these lines. I hope that makes sense. If it doesn't, Allah musta'an. عَلَى كُلِّ حَالٍ قَوْلُهُ مَقَادِيرُ الْخَلْقِ مَقَادِيرُ الْخَلْقِ. مَقَادِير is the plural of what? مِقْدَار. Have you come across it in the Quran? Can you think of an ayah which mentions miqdar? Hey, mashallah. Bardu inna Allah la yadhlumu miqdara dharra. So the amount, the equivalent. Maqadir here, however, means, we said, the measurements of the creation. Ay maqadiru al-makhluqati kulliha. Everything, all the things which Allah had decreed for all of the creation. Wa zahiru al-nususi annahu shamala ما يفعله الإنسان وما يفعله البهائم وأنه عام وشامل. Now the apparent meaning of the text suggests that this includes the actions of human beings and the actions of animals, and that it is general and encompassing. Meaning, the Lawh al-Mahfuz contains everything. Everything will do. Did you get it? It contains everything. Everything, as in humans, animals, whatever. Everything. Will do, all of them are in the Allawh al-Mahfuz. It is not restricted to the actions of the children of Adam. That's one possible interpretation. ولكن هل هذه الكتابة إجمالية أو تفصيلية? Now the question is, this record, is it general or is it specific? قد نقول أننا لا نجزم بأنها تفصيلية ولا إجمالية أو إجمالية. We may say, we cannot categorically say that this is either specific nor is it general. We cannot possibly say that. We cannot confirm or be conclusive that this is the case. فمثلاً, example, Al-Qur'an al-Kareem. What does Qur'an al-Kareem mean? Holy Qur'an? Can you say Holy Qur'an? You. Can you say Holy Qur'an? Don't be afraid, I don't eat humans. I eat chicken, fish, beef, rarely. Is it correct to say Holy Quran? No? I like the answer. I'm sure you have no idea why you said no. How about you, Chief? Look, he's trying to hide. Huh? Is it correct to say Holy Quran? Yes? Don't worry about it. I put you under pressure, it's okay. You learn how to deal with it. You cannot say Holy Quran. You cannot. Don't you ever do it. It doesn't exist. No such thing. Never in the Arabic language has anyone said Al-Qur'an al-Muqaddas. And I challenge you to find an evidence which says Al-Qur'an al-Muqaddas. There's no such thing. There's Al-Kitab al-Muqaddas, Holy Bible, where this is why we have Holy Qur'an. As mentioned many times before, Allah called it Qur'an al-Azim, Yasin, wal-Qur'an al-Hakim. Qur'an al-Hakim, Qur'an al-Azim, Qur'an al-Majid. Tayyib, glorious Qur'an, noble Qur'an, great Qur'an, Qur'an full of wisdom, no problem. Holy Qur'an, no Habibi. No such thing. Popular among the people, but not part of the deen of Allah. Specifically when it resembles the Christians, and when it gives a proper noun to the Qur'an, which Allah didn't choose for it. So the question remains, are you going to give the book of Allah a better adjective than Allah Himself? If Allah called him Al-Qur'an, Qur'an al-Majid, glorious Qur'an, are you going to give the Qur'an a better choice, better adjective than that of Allah Azza wa Jal? So you ignore Allah's choice and you come up with your own, which you learn from the Christians? Ajib! Ajib! But people don't look into these, you know, fine details. He hears Fulan said Holy Qur'an, yalla kaman, he says Holy Qur'an. No, you have to be more technical. A Holy Prophet is a calamity. Holy Prophet is a form of shirk, believe it or not. Because in Christian terminology, holy means of divine attributes. Subsequently they have Holy Father, Holy Son, Holy Ghost. You ask him, what is holy? He says, God, God, God. And you say, Holy Prophet, that means that Muslims worship the Prophet ﷺ, or that he's the son of Allah, just like, وَالْعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ حَشَ لِلَّهِ, just like the Christians. So never say Holy Prophet, and you don't have to say Holy Ramadan, obviously, because it is not holy. It is a blessed month. Quran Mubarak. Na'am, Ramadan Mubarak. You may say the Holy Land.
Okay.
Holy Mecca, for example, because in that sense it is haram. And it is sacred. But I would prefer to use the term sacred. Yani, I specifically, personally, I'm not imposing this on anyone, I specifically avoid using the term holy, period. And because we have alternatives, we have the sacred, you know, sanctuary of the, you know, Mecca. I avoid using the term holy because of the connotation which it has in other people's religion. So we don't want to distort the message, because when you say holy, you mean something, he may understand something else. Now you don't know what he understands, so why use the term? Stick to something which is, you know, which avoids these kind of troubles. Personal advice, it's up to you, I won't impose it on all of you, or on none of you. على كل حال, Quran al-Kareem, noble Quran. فهل هو مكتوب في اللوح المحفوظ بهذه الآيات والحروف أو أن المكتوب في اللوح ذكره وأنه سينزل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنه سيكون نورا وهدى للناس وما أشبه ذلك. Now the question is, this is the Quran. Is it written in the preserved tablet as we have it here, as in words, in ayat, in letters? Is the whole Quran as we have it here, is it written like that in the preserved tablet, or is it what is written there, that a Qur'an will be revealed? A Qur'an is mentioned there, the Qur'an is mentioned there by name, Qur'an, and that it will be revealed upon the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, and it will be a source of light and guidance for people, and something along these lines. Which one?
The first.
Right, will you see what the Shaykh says? فَفِيهِ احتمال إِن نَظَرْنَا إِلَى ظَاهِرِ النُّصُوصِ. There are possibilities if we look at the apparent meaning of the text. Face value. قلنا إن ظاهرها أن القرآن كله مكتوب جملة وتفصيلا. According to the apparent meaning of the text, the whole Quran is written generally and specifically. وأن نظرنا إلى أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يتكلم بالقرآن حين نزوله قلنا إن الذي كتب في لوح المحفوظ ذكر القرآن. But if we look at it from the perspective or from the angle that Allah spoke the actual Quran as it was being sent down, meaning what came down is the speech of Allah. Mind you, we believe that Allah Azza wa Jal spoke the words of the Quran Himself, and Jibreel conveyed them from Allah to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is not something which was abstract. It was something which was heard. It was the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal from Allah to Jibreel, from Jibreel to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Shaykh said, if we look at it in this fashion, then we will say that وَلَا يَلْزَمْ نَعْمْ. We will say that only the Quran is mentioned, and it is not the whole thing as we have it now. قُلْ أَنَ الَّذِي كُتَبَ فِي لَوْحِ الْمَحْفُوظِ ذِكْرُ الْقُرآنِ, only the mention of the Quran. وَلَا يَلْزَمْ مِنْ كَوْنِ ذِكْرِ فِي لَوْحِ الْمَحْفُوظِ أَنْ يَكُونَ قَدْ كُتِبَ فِيهِ. The fact that the Quran was mentioned in the preserved tablet does not necessitate that the whole thing is listed there. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى عَنِ الْقُرْآنِ وَإِنَّهُ لَفِي زُبُرِ الْأَوَّلِينَ. As Allah says in the Quran, verily it is in the scriptures of the formers. Now, was the revelation or the coming of the Quran, was it mentioned in the Torah and in the Gospel of Jesus and in the Psalms of David? Yes. But was the whole Quran there?
No.
So Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ, and here it's referred to what? To the Quran. The Quran is in the scriptures of the old, the former people. But we know from that what is intended, that the coming of the Quran is mentioned, not the Quran. So now when we say it's in the preserved tablet, it could be the same thing. That a Quran will be revealed, but not the words of the Quran. The same way it is in the scriptures of the former. You see how technical that is. Beautiful. يعني كتب الأولين, the books, the scriptures of the former people, the earlier people, the earlier generations. ومعلوم أن القرآن لم يوجد نصه في الكتب السابقة. We know the Quran by text was not present in the previous books. وإنما وجد ذكره. What we find is the mention of the Quran. ويمكن أن نقول مثلها بقول تعالى بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ أي ذكر في هذا اللوح. We can say the same thing about the statement of Allah. Nay, but it is a noble, glorious Quran in a preserved tablet. Meaning its mention is in a preserved tablet, not the whole Quran. فالمهم, the important thing, this is a matter of difference. There's flexibility, alhamdulillah, because there's no clear-cut textual evidence. Whenever there's no clear-cut textual evidence and it entertains multiple interpretations, we say alhamdulillah, you follow what you believe is closer to the textual evidence. But when there's a clear-cut textual evidence, you have no ijtihad. You can't exert your knowledge against the textual evidence. Now you have to submit to the nas. يعني لا اجتهاد في مقابلة النص. This is an أصل عند العلماء. You cannot exert your efforts and your knowledge and your skills in contrary to a textual evidence that tells you do or don't. Clear cut. خلاص. You have to submit. If you don't submit, you're a follower of desires. And if you come to this lecture, inshallah, this coming Monday, however there's a difference, he will see a lot more of that. But however there's a difference. Hey, you hear this all the time. However, there's a difference, akhi. Hey, okay, we'll see about that, inshallah. فالمهم أن نؤمن بأن مقادير الخلق مكتوبة في اللوح المحفوظ. What is important now is that we believe that everything which Allah decreed, the measurements which Allah had decreed for all of the creation, are written in the preserved tablet. وأن هذا اللوح أو أن هذا اللوح وأن هذا أن تنصب أن هذا هنا هذا is it مبتدأ or is it اسم أن على كل حال يصير وأن هذا اللوح or لوح الله أعلم. I think it's لوح. لا يتغير ما كتب فيه. Nothing which is written therein will be changed. The preserved tablet, nothing which is written will be changed. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَهُ يَكْتُبُ مَا هُوَ كَانَ لَيَوْمِ الْقِيَمَةِ. Because Allah commanded that He will write whatever will take place and occur until the day of resurrection. And here we come to the beautiful aspect of our dars today. قَوْلُهُ. The statement of Shaykh Rasab ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله. فَأَوَّلُ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْقَلَمُ. Where's the brother who was here last week? He's gone, subhanAllah. Who was asking about it. So, in the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, the first thing which Allah created was the pen. Al-Qalam. قَالَ لَهُ أُكْتُب. Allah said to the pen, write. قَالَ مَا أَكْتُب. Excuse me, the pen said, what shall I write? Question. Do pens speak? Is this metaphorical, figurative language, symbolic language, or is it to be understood in a literal sense, just as it is? So we believe that the pen
spoke.
You say, but I have a pen, it doesn't speak. Yeah, we say, well, actually, even nowadays, they have pens with, you know, devices which make it speak. So even in that short form, pens do speak nowadays. Toys speak. So what's the big deal? A. B, let's say that this wasn't the case. Akhi, you're dealing with Allah and what He created. And Allah spoke to the samawat and ard. Right? قَالَ اِئْتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا. Come, either whether submitting, whether you like it or you don't, in other words. قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ. But both of them said, we will come in the state of obedience. So the heavens spoke. The heavens spoke. وَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءِ. The heavens never cried over the death of the disbelievers. And Ibn Abbas was asked about that and he said, yes. They said, the heavens cry. He said, yes. Because they disobeyed Allah, there was no good deeds which were raising to Allah. He said, each believer has a door in the heavens through which his good deeds are raised to Allah. When he dies, there are no longer good deeds. That part of the sky cries over him. The place in the masjid where he used to pray will cry over him. How? Allah Azza wa Jal. أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. They will say to their skin, the people, why did you bear witness against us? What did the Jalud say? قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Say, Allah made us speak, the one who made everything speak. So with Allah, all of these human, you know, physical barriers are torn down. Don't be limiting what Allah Azza wa Jalla says. Is the hadith says, Qal, the Qalam said, he said, what shall I write? You better believe that the pen said, what should I write? Don't be saying, no, what it means and this and that. You don't have the right to go into the textual evidence and twist it according to philosophy. Jameel. قَالَ اُكْتُبْ مَا هُوَ كَائِنٌ إِلَّا يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Write whatever shall take place until the day of judgment. قَوْلُهُ فَأَوَّلْ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْقَلَمْ. Now let us comment, or let Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen comment on the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. The first thing which Allah created was the pen. قَالَ لَهُ اُكْتُبْ. Allah said to the pen, write. فَأَمَرَهُ أَنْ يَكْتُبْ. Allah commanded the pen to write. مَعَنَّ الْقَلَمْ جَمَاد. Even though the pen is inanimate. It's an inanimate object. فَكَيْفَ يُوَجُّ الْخِطَابُ إِلَى الْجَمَادِ. How do you address inanimate objects? How do you address something which is not alive, which doesn't have a soul? وَالْجَوَابَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ أَنَّ الْجَمَادِ بِالنِّسْبَ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَاقِلٌ. The answer to that is that the inanimate objects in this dunya, or generally, to Allah, they are sensible beings. To Allah, with Allah, they are sensible beings. يَصُحُّ أَنْ يُوَجَّهَ إِلَيْهِ الْخِطَابِ. And they are deserving, or they're qualified to have people, you know, the speech addressed to them. They may be addressed, in other words. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَهِيَ دُخَانٌ فَقَالَ لَهُ وَلِلْأَرْضِ اِتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا. The ayah which we quoted earlier. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, He ascended towards the heavens, and while he was in a state of smoke, and he said to it and to the earth, come, طوعًا, in obedience of كَرْهًا, or without, with in the state of dislike. They said, both of them, the heavens and the earth, أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ. Rather, we come in full obedience. So again, قَالَتَا the سَمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضِ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضِ, they said. فَوَجَّهَ الْخِطَابَ إِلَيْهِمَا. Allah addressed them. وَذَكَرَ جَوَابُهُمَا. Allah mentioned their answer. وَكَانَ جَوَابُ بِجَمْعِ الْعُقَلَاءِ طَائِعِينَ دُونَ طَائِعَاتِ. And not only that, the plural which is used is the plural which is used to describe sensible beings. Notice, طائعين is the plural for people with sense. طائعات is the مؤنث سالم, not necessarily. For inanimate, it may be for inanimate. So even the plural mentioned here refers to the fact that they were sensible beings. SubhanAllah al-Azim. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كوني بردا وسلاما على على Ibrahim. You know the story or not? Hey, and we said to the fire, Ya Nar, O fire, Kuni, be Bardan, cool. Salaman, peace, peaceful. Yani, safe, in other words. Ala Ibrahim, upon Ibrahim. Now we all know the story. Which creature deserves to be killed until today because of this incident?
Lizard.
The lizard. The lizard stood there and it was blowing at the fire, trying to keep it lit. This is why it's a sunnah. If you see one of these lizards, you know, around, if you smack it and you kill it from the first time, you get 100 good deeds. Many people don't know these narrations, even though they are Bukhari and Muslim.
Is it authentic in India? It is very famous, this one.
In India? It's in Bukhari and Muslim, I tell you, it's in India. Yes, it's authentic. Authentic narrations. You get, yes, more ajr than if it's in the second. Actually, the narrations mention the number of hits it takes for you to kill it. But it's a sunnah to kill these things. Why? Because they were enemies to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and they try to keep the fire lit. So until now, the whole you know, progeny of lizards suffer because of the action of the one back at the time of Ibrahim, which shows you the consequences of sins.
Lizard is dumb.
No, no.
Lizard. What is it called? Wazak. 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 The gecko. Not the lizard, the one in the desert. The tiny thing. What is it called? Is it called lizard? Wazak. But in English, I thought it was called lizard, unless it has another name.
Gecko,
this is an insurance company.
Gecko?
But isn't gecko a type of lizard? All of them? No, this requires, listen guys, go to Wikipedia and confirm, barakallahu feekum. Because we don't want on the record to have issues. We know that gecko, or gecko, whatever that is a type of lizard. But the question is, do we call all of these species lizards? Then we have desert lizards and we have, you know, wall lizards, and I don't know. We have to be careful, because when we say lizard, we want to generalize. We don't want to specify one brand or one type of these species. You know, like in the snakes, we have different kinds and what have you. Fish, we call all of them fish, but how many different fish do we have? Ah, right. What's the plural of fish?
Fish.
You know that one, right? Some people say fishes, and it is, by the way, acceptable, because in some dictionaries they do approve it, but it is very uncommon, and usually the teacher will give you a mistake. So fish remains fish, but there's a shadud, yani, there's an irregular usage of the term where fishes is used, and they have their own explanation, but don't worry about it. على كل حال فكانت كذلك. So again, Allah spoke to the nar, and the ulama say that on that day, or at that moment when Allah gave that command, not only the fire which Ibrahim was in, all of the fires of the world became ineffective. None of them were working. People were cooking stuff, no more. Because the fire was just peace and cool. Some of the ulama said that in their tafasir, ala kulli hal. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَا جِبَالُ أَوِّبِي مَعَهُ وَالطَّيْرِ. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, to the mountains, O mountains, glorify with him and the birds as well. فكانت الجبال تهوب معه. So the mountains used to glorify Allah Azza wa Jal with who?
Dawood
alayhi salam. Ahsant. Surah Saba. Hey, Dawood or Sulaiman? Dawood. والحاصل أن الله أمر القلم أن يكتب. The bottom line, the conclusion, the summary is that Allah commanded the pen to write. وقد امتثل القلم, and the pen carried out the command. لكنه أشكل عليه ماذا يكتب, but it was confused about what to write. Right? لأن الأمر مجمل, because it's a general instruction. Write. Even if a teacher says write, say, what do I write? The vocabulary, do I write the whole lesson, do I write an essay, what do you want me to write? So a general command requires specification. فَقَالَ مَا أَكْتُبْ, meaning أَيِّ شَيْءٍ أَكْتُبْ, what shall I write, what specifically shall I write? أُكْتُبْ مَا هُوَ كَائِنٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Then Allah said, write everything that will happen. كَائِن from يَكُون, the verb to be, everything which will be, everything which will come to pass, everything which will exist and occur until the day of resurrection. فَكَتَبَ الْقَلَمْ بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ مَا هُوَ كَائِنٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Then the pen wrote by the command of Allah what will happen until the يوم القيامة. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ عَلِمَ الْقَلَمْ مَاذَا يَكُونُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَكَتَبُهُ. Look then and reflect, how did a pen know everything which will happen until the day of resurrection? And it wrote it. لِأَنَّ أَمْرَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَا يُرَدْ. Why? Because the command of Allah is not to be rejected. Yani Allah commanded the pen to write everything, and then the pen wrote everything which will happen, including this dars. Isn't this dars written? Isn't my speech written? And you're listening written? This is no exception to the rule. Subhanallah. All this was written when? 50,000 years before Allah created the heavens and the earth, as we will see. Back when the pen was created. Subhanallah al-Azim.
You explained before that when you use the word Quran, doesn't mean that everything is written. Same analogy, that maybe we'll have others, but details might not be written.
No, that's different, because the other one is the speech of Allah, and because Allah spoke it, we had that kind of reservation. Otherwise, with what we're saying, no, everything has been written.
Even complete tafasil.
Yes, tafasil.
Actions of mankind, animals, and jinn.
Everything. Like I said, everything of everything is written. Now, because these details make the whole difference. If you just said they had a class, you know, on Saturday, I don't know what the month was. I mean, what then that yes. Content is important.
Yeah, the substance is that.
No, now this is
a class.
No, look. Everything is mentioned. We made an exception to the Quran,
yeah,
because it is the speech of Allah, and Allah spoke the actual words of the Quran. So we had that kind of variation in opinions concerning everything else. We don't have this kind of division. Now everything is written in detail. Ma'i? Everything is written in detail. وقوله ما هو كائن اليوم القيامة يشمل كل ما كان من فعل الله تعالى وما كان من أفعال الخلق. What everything which will occur until the day of resurrection includes every action of Allah's and every action of the creation. And all of these actions are written as well. طيب إن شاء الله. With this we conclude this lovely dars. It's a little short. But you have to pardon my condition and situation. Bi-idhnillah Azza wa Jalla, it's going to get more hectic next week, inshallah, if you all remain alive and healthy, where we will deal with the concept of how everything which was decreed to befall you was never to miss you, and everything which was decreed to miss you was never to befall you, and pens have been lifted and the sheets have been folded, and everything pertaining to that, which are very interesting subject matters. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.